One of the top remaining issues before the state legislature adjourns for the summer is fixing problems in the state's economic development contracts. That's after a scandal led to federal corruption charges against 9 former associates of Governor Andrew Cuomo. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
A bill by State Controller Tom DiNapoli to reinstate the controller's ability to oversee the economic development contracts is gaining momentum in the legislature. DiNapoli says for the past several years, hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts connected to the governor's Buffalo Billion and other projects were negotiated largely in secret without any outside monitoring. Those dealings led to 9 former Cuomo associates, including the governor's former closest aide, being charged with felonies, ranging from bribery to bid rigging. The controller's bill would, among other things, restore oversight powers that his office held for nearly a century, but lost in a law passed in 2011.
You're talking about billions of dollars now that previously had been under our review. That's not. Can we find everything maybe that could go wrong? Maybe not, but at least if you have an independent set of eyes looking, we might be able to catch some things before you have a problem. And certainly we might get people to think twice before they try to get away with something.
6 years ago, Governor Cuomo persuaded the legislature to rescind the controller's oversight powers. He argued that too many layers slowed progress of his signature economic development projects. Cuomo's introduced a different bill. It would instead create a new inspector general to investigate potential corruption in the awarding of the economic development contracts. The IG would report to the governor. Cuomo, who has often feuded with Controller DiNapoli, dismissed the controller's bill as simply a review of the contracts after the fact.
The problem is not an audit function.
Cuomo says criminal investigators are needed to fix the system.
That's what I think the system needs. Inspector generals, special prosecutors, but let's call it what it is, right? We've had a series of criminal violations. That's not an audit problem.
DiNapoli's bill, however, requires a review of the economic development contracts before they are signed. The controller says he already has the power to audit state agencies and authorities periodically after they've signed contracts and made decisions.
It's one thing to audit an entity after there's a problem, but it's something else to be able to review a contract ahead of time. And that's really what we're trying to get at. We have broad audit authorities, but what good does it do to audit an entity after something has gone off the rails?
Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, a Republican, says he's open to Democrat Cuomo's ideas, but he says more of his GOP members actually back the Democratic controller's plan. He calls it an extraordinarily important issue.
I truly believe that the controller plays an absolutely critical role in public policy in the state of New York, and his oversight and his authority and his regulatory discretion is something that I think we embrace.
Flanagan spoke at a forum sponsored by the Albany Times Union. He was joined by Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. Speaker Hastie says the Democrats, who hold a majority in the Assembly, have begun talking about the measures, and he thinks it's important to restore public trust.
The people in the state of New York will still feel better knowing if there's some involvement or some other entity looking at it, perhaps like the controller. It's just another set of eyes that will make people feel better. Yes, that things were done correctly.
Senator Flanagan predicts there will be a law on procurement reform enacted before the end of the session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.